Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode of the Power Ranking Show is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, basketball, baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and the easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And that, of course, is the voice of at Marcus underscore Mosher. This is the Power Rankings podcast, a.k.a. the Power Rankings show. And we are happy to be sponsored by Bet Online, joined on the Believe Network, of course, and Brinks TV. And we have got picks today. We've got four games, and we've got some news. And Marcus really wants to talk about the Cowboys news. Except not at all. But before we get to the coaching stuff, your football card collection, you've entered in like a new, I don't know if it's a problem or an addiction, but a new phase of nerddom that I frankly didn't. I thought when you told your wife the Nintendo Switch was good for your marriage, that was like kind of putting you on this road to where you're going to end up.
On the spectrum a little bit.
But now, I don't know. So please share again what you've been doing the last few days.
So I've been really working on my football card collection, not just base cards, but like cards that I think have some real value. So what I've been doing is I've been taking those cards and then basically inputting them into a Excel spreadsheet where I have the card, the year, the variation, how much they're going for currently online, and then the price they pay for it, just so I can get an accurate representation of how much my cards are actually worth and how much money I've lost buying sports cards this year.
Sweet. You know, I would think that you would have done the base cards, because if there's one person that's really great, I can only think of one person that's better at feeding the base than you are. Now that's a
different
idea
what you're referring to.
But you, I mean, like when you dog on Jalen Hurts, it makes Cowboys fans feel better about their quarterback on Twitter. Of course, the refs, you're notorious. Ezekiel Elliott contract stuff, you're overdue. I mean, it's how many days has it been since you said something about the...
we've moved on. We're on to different players now.
We're on to Cincinnati? Yeah.
On to Cincinnati.
Listen, I don't want you to feel bad, because I've done something far more nerdy than you did, and I won't share it at this time. But I just want you to know, I'll tell you when I'm finished. It's way worse. Okay. I promise.
I'm ready.
I want to say that I'm shocked about things that have transpired with Mike Tomlin and with Mike McCarthy, but I'm not. I am a little stunned that Bill Belichick's on a second interview with Atlanta already.
Yeah, it seems like that thing is going to be wrapped up pretty soon. Is it just something with the first name Mike for coaches between Mike McDaniel, Mike Tomlin, and Mike McCarthy all losing in round one? I'm just starting to notice this trend now. Maybe don't hire coaches named Mike.
Mike Munchak. Oh, well, maybe that wasn't a good example.
So what, our next one is Mike McDonald, the Ravens defensive coordinator. Maybe stay away from that one if you're like the, you know, Carolina Panthers.
I thought you were talking about Michael McDonald, like, hey, like Doobie Brothers Michael McDonald. No, not that guy, huh? All right, well, no. Doggone it. Maybe Mike Furry.
Mike Furry, yeah.
Look at a job.
Best defensive back turn receiver in NFL history. Back to Belichick.
Yeah.
I am a little surprised that this is the job that Belichick seems like he's circling, right? Because in some ways, it feels very much like the job in New England, right? Like, no franchise quarterback, some good pieces here and there. The defense is not great, unless the only reason Belichick likes this job is because he views the NFC South as a weak division that he could potentially run over the next 3 years.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty surprised by it myself. But if you think about it from this context, you know, he's looking at the wins record, right? That's one thing. Number two, you know, when he took over the Patriots in 2000, I think it's important to note that the Patriots had only been to one Super Bowl. That was Super Bowl 20 in 1985. They got absolutely blown out by the Bears in historic fashion. And this was a franchise that really needed it, some kind of MO, you know, a new organizational culture and, quite frankly, history. Atlanta is not much different. I mean, they had the famous comeback that the Patriots, Belichick's Patriots, put on them after the 2016 season. 1998 season, they had a surprising win in the championship game over the Vikings. Nobody saw that coming. And then the Broncos absolutely blew them out. And then their other really great team that they had in their history was all the way back in 1980. And they got upset at home, despite being the number one seed, by the Dallas Cowboys with a brand new starting quarterback, Danny White. So, this is a chance for Bill Belichick to kind of rewrite an organization's history. So I can at least see the allure of it from that sense. I'm having a hard time seeing the lure or the allure of the extension for Mike Tomlin, because it seems like a lot of Steeler fans don't want that. You live in Steelers country, and he just hasn't had any playoff success in recent memory at all. I know they're competitive every year and they play for him, but seems like it's still a tough sell to your fan base.
I think Mike Tomlin's a really good coach, but I think there are times where it makes sense for both sides to move on. I think Mike Tomlin has done a really good job of getting this team to play at a consistently high level. But you look at the success over the last 7 years, no playoff wins. They're always hovering around 9 to 10 wins. They've been blown out in the first quarter of these games. In their last five playoff games, Elliot, they've been outscored 66-0 in the first quarter in the playoff games. 66-0s. I just wonder, maybe it's time for Pittsburgh to go in a different direction. Maybe it's time for Tomlin to go to a different team, or maybe he steps away for a year. That's not happening. He's coming back in 2024, likely on a new contract.
Yeah, it's definitely surprising to me in the sense that I kind of just thought that this would, how do I say this the right way? I thought this would be kind of a nice departure. You know what I mean? Like, not sure. Mike Tomlin getting fired. They kind of go like, they're like, look, the guy's been great. And Mike Tomlin saying, hey, I've really enjoyed my time, but we just need a break kind of thing.
Well, like, I mean, kind of what the Patriots did with Belichick, that he didn't get fired. They just kind of mutually decided, hey, it's probably best for both parties to walk away. I don't see why that would have been a problem.
I don't either. I'll say this about Mike Tomlin. I know there's being a lot of comparisons have been made between he and Mike McCarthy, both of whom are considered to be good head coaches, but rumored to be on their way out, and now they're not. And of course, both teams got bounced in the wild card. The difference to me, at least one difference, and I think there's a lot of differences. Mike McCarthy certainly had more regular season success as of late, but there's no question the Steelers put up much more of a fight in that game than the Cowboys did. It was a system-wide failure, organizationally, top-down. And so with Mike McCarthy, I told you this on the phone, and I'll say it again. I understand the Cowboys' defense was the worst aspect of the loss. But they all played bad. Other than Jake Ferguson and a couple offensive linemen, the offense was terrible. It's like I don't care how many points they put up against backups. So to make Dan Quinn the scapegoat and run it back with the same head coach and the same quarterback, I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to do, but it's something where you kind of scratch your head and you say, really? You're going to put all this on Dan Quinn? Really?
I agree. On the same time for the Steelers, I know it's a lot. Well, we haven't figured out the quarterback, and you can't really judge Tomlin unless they get the quarterback. At the same time, Mike Tomlin is the guy that wanted to sign Mitch Trubisky as a bridge quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's the one that wanted to draft Kenny Pickett. And we even got word today in his press conference, they asked him about the quarterback situation, and it's Kenny's our guy, and we're going to bring Mason back for competition. I just don't see how in a conference with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, and name all the other quarterbacks, how Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph are going to be enough to get them to the next level.
I agree, but at least they're going to compete.
They're going to compete. There's no doubt.
I'm all for competition, you know. And so, look, man, if I was a Steelers fan, I wouldn't feel great about this. I'd feel like, okay, look, I respect the job Mike Tomlin has done. There's no question. But, you know, are we going to keep doing the same thing year over year, year over year? If you're following the Cowboys, there is no competition. There's no fire being lit under Dak Prescott. None. His coach is buddy-buddy with him. There's no, and I don't expect him to have to compete for the job, but I do think it's fair to say we expect more from everyone, not just Dan Quinn. You know, it's got to be on the players, it's got to be on the head coach, and it's got to be on the quarterback, and it's got to be on the owner. And I think people are a little surprised that Mike McCarthy's back. If they are going to run it back, Marcus, does it make sense to run it back with all the same thing? So
no,
same DC, no. Same head coach, same quarterback, and same style of play.
No.
Are we just going to throw it around the yard and finish number one in offense and have a lot of empty calories again? Or are we going to actually build a team that can win in January?
I mean, I still think they can be the number one offense. I don't think being the number one offense is a negative thing, but I do agree with it. You have to evolve in some way. This can't be the 2003 Cowboys the 2023 Cowboys in 2024.
Yeah, how dare you take the 2003 Cowboys out of your mouth?
As somebody who grew up on those Cowboys, man, this is so much more fun watching a team that can actually throw the football. You got to evolve some way, and bringing back all the same players and the same coaches isn't going to do that. So I'm curious to see what Mike McCarthy's plan is to be better in 2024.
The odd thing is, the ironic thing is, the 2003 Cowboys had the same result as these Cowboys, bounced in the wild card round. Actually, that Cowboys team played better against the Panthers than this one played against Green Bay, and that's saying something. But
well, that game was pretty bad too.
It was. They found out. I think there weren't a bunch of the Panthers on bloateroids that they found out after the game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk some games.
You know, I would just say this. I told you this on the phone. I want to say it to our listeners. I don't care if the Cowboys have the number one offense. I don't care. I'd rather the Cowboys have the 8th ranked offense or the 10th ranked offense that can run the ball situationally, not turn it over in playoff games, and have less yards, less points. That's fine. I got news for you. When you control the clock a little bit, you're going to have less yards and less points because you're going to have less possessions. That doesn't mean your offense is less effective. It's actually more effective because you travel well and you have a chance to win in the playoffs. So I'd like to see Dallas at least change something up, Marcus, anything. You know, I don't think Cowboy fans are going to be able to, aren't going to want to sit through an 11 or 12 win season. Like, that's a bad thing, I should say, but then get bounced again. You know, that's all.
They might be changing up like their personal protector on the punt team. I'm hoping that's enough to get them over the hump.
Jeez. Right, you want to talk Ravens, Texans?
I did. Yeah. All right. Texans at Ravens. The Ravens, as of right now, this line has moved quite a bit, but it's Ravens -9.5.
I don't know why my face is so red, by the way. My face is like red. It's like a, I don't know what I did. Check my blood pressure talking about Mike McCarthy and
all those fireball shots stuff before you get on.
I have some fireball if you'd like some. I have some. All right. You said this has moved quite a bit. Why do you think that is?
It's really hard for teams that play the wild card round to go play number one seeds at home, you know, on when they're getting this much rest. We should also mention on the Ravens side, no Marlon Humphrey this week. He's out with the calf injury. That's a big deal when you're going up against Nico Collins. However, Mark Andrews was a full participant in practice all week long, and he's trending in the direction of playing this week.
What do you say it was? 9.5?
Nine. That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points, man. I know the Texans were really bad in Baltimore week one, but it was CJ Stroud's first start ever. The Texans have a young team. It was first start for several guys on that team because they got a heck of a rookie class this year. I just think it's a different team right now. And the Ravens haven't played meaningful football, Marcus, in a long time. You know, they didn't play meaningful football the last week of the season. They were off last week. I think the Texans cover this all day. I will take the Ravens to win at home, though.
I'm taking the Ravens to win, and I'm going to take the Ravens to cover. I think this game is going to be close to like the first half. I won't be surprised if it's like a 13-7, 13-10 game. And I think as the game goes on, the talent level starts to show itself a little bit. I would love to see the Texans win this game, but I think Baltimore is they're just too good on both sides of the ball. And we should mention they've had a lot of injuries on the offensive line all year. They have all five starters off the injury report. That's a big deal when you're playing the Texans.
I'll just say this too, for the Texans on offense, do what you did against Cleveland and take some shots down the field. Because if you try to do a lot of the short stuff against this team, their linebackers are so fast and their safety is so long. Like, you know, those kind of little plays can get disrupted really easily by this group. Because the recovery time is so quick that you're not always just getting that free gimme against them. I don't know how many plays I saw Kyle Hamilton break up this year. Roquan Smith is he the fastest backer in the league? I think he is.
I mean, the only one that's like in contention with him is his teammate Patrick Queen, who is also ridiculously fast. And that's what makes me a little bit nervous if I'm a Houston fan is their linebackers are so quick, and they've got the safeties that can make plays in the middle of the field. I think Baltimore's going to win and cover.
They're faster than EJ Speed.
Whose name is literally Speed, right?
Yes, literally. Any concerns about the Baltimore offense against the Texans defense? I don't have any. I think Baltimore is going to be able to do what it does. No. But this is not exactly a scoring juggernaut either. I mean, you can stop the Ravens offensively.
You can. I just won't be shocked if this is the game the Ravens unlock or unleash Odell Beckham a little bit. Like, they've been using him this year. Like, it's not to say that he only gets a couple targets, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's like, okay, we've been saving Odell for the playoffs. Let's give him 8 targets in this game. Give him some routes down the field. I think the Ravens are going to be good in offense in this game. I know in previous years they've struggled when they've had this number one seed. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I think they're going to come out hot.
I think the key in terms of personnel is the Texans offensive line against the Ravens front. The Ravens front has been not dominant this year, but they've gotten really timely play from older veterans.
Yep.
And if the Texans can stonewall them earlier or make the older veterans have to play more snaps because the young guys in rotation aren't doing anything, that's a win for Houston. And then that means Houston can throw the ball down the field. Right. If Houston has to rely on bubble screens and little quick slants, this is not the team to do that against. So that to me is a key matchup. May not be sexy, but I think that's what it is. I do think Stroud will play well. Let's go to another young quarterback, Brock Purdy. going at it again. I'm sure he's hoping that the playoffs go differently this time for him personally. He got hurt last year in the championship game. What are you thinking on the Saturday night game?
I think if Kyle Shanahan was smart, he'd have like seven quarterbacks in the active roster this week just to make sure that what happened last year never happens again. Like they can actually throw the ball. So this spread is 49ers by 9.5. It's actually gone down a little bit. And if I set the over-under on rushing yards in this game for the 49ers at like 199.5, I still might pick the over based off of how this matchup has gone in playoff history over the last 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been some big, big games. Debo famously iced the game 2 years ago, 2021, in the snow when they had to have it. Colin Kaepernick, I think, ran for 162. Was that right? Something like that. And that was in the 2012 playoffs. You know, man.
Raheem Mostert had 200 yards and three touchdowns in the 2019, 2020 playoffs.
You know what I remember about that championship game? They kept pushing 911 Lone Star, a new show with Rob Lowe.
Yeah,
over and over in that championship game.
It's not bad.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I said let's go from one really young quarterback to another, and I didn't say Jordan Love. And I think people think of Jordan Love as like really, really young, when actually Brock Purdy has been in the league less time than Love. But because Purdy has played so many big games at this point, we kind of think of him as a veteran and Jordan Love as the young guy. You know, it's just a interesting thing. Do you think that the time off, because Purdy did not play against the Rams, it was Sam Darnold, is going to hurt Purdy? And do you think Jordan Love will be able to repeat what he did against the Cowboys?
It might hurt Purdy a little bit to get into rhythm, but Kyle Shanahan is so good at that opening script to make sure that Purdy, you know, gets some easy throws. I'm not too worried about it. Elliot, I kind of think the 49ers are just going to smoke the Packers. I think a lot of people are excited about Green Bay because of how they looked last week against Dallas. And they looked really good, just to be clear. San Francisco is a different animal. And they can attack you in so many different ways. And they've got the guys on defense. It's going to make it really hard for Jordan Love to have success because the Cowboys didn't have the linebackers to deal with some of the run stuff and then the play action. San Francisco does. I think this is going to be a 38-21 type of game. I think San Francisco covers this spread pretty easily.
What is it, 9.5 on this one?
9.5, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take San Francisco to win by 10. That's literally what I was thinking coming into this game. That's close to a push here. Obviously, you can't win by 9.5, though. You're not going to have a push. What's the total on this
50
game?
50.5.
I'll take... Ooh, golly, that's right on.
I'll take the over. I just think San Fran's going to score a bunch of points in this game.
Yeah, I think I like the spread a little bit more than the total on this, but I still like the Texans to cover more. Let's go to the Sunday game, the regular Sunday game.
Yeah, just to be clear, I think the 49ers money line is my favorite bet of the week. Like if you just want to have like a $10,000 bet like we talk about, I don't see the 49ers losing this game. It's
right.
Not going to happen.
With you there.
Bucks at Lions. The Lions are 6.5-point favorites.
Oh, gosh.
I like
that. I knew you were going to say that, and I don't blame you. I could – and plus, what if Tampa Bay just gets kind of a touchdown right at the end to get them within a field goal, but they just kind of run out of time? Yeah. You know, I could see that happening. But I think Baker Mayfield is going to play good again. I do. I believe in the guy. I do. And Detroit, I don't want to say last week was their Super Bowl, but it was a huge, huge game.
It was an emotional win. It's going to be hard to get that type of emotion back in this game. I can also just see – I was super impressed by Todd Bowles' defense against Philadelphia. And I know Philadelphia has been struggling on offense, but like they were so aggressive in that game. And I know that can backfire – but Jared Goff is one of the few quarterbacks where if you can pressure him early, his game just dramatically changes. I just won't be surprised if Todd Bowles is like, hey, we're sending six on every play, and you better get used to trying to beat this blitz over and over again.
I'll say this about Goff, though. There's been a lot of games where he's had multiple turnovers, and you're like, oh, gosh. And then he comes back. He comes, bounces right back, you know, and it's boom, 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 especially at home. He actually played really well when they played on the road earlier this year. And I know he hasn't had a lot of good road experiences with the Lions, performances rather. I actually think there's going to be a lot of scoring in this game. I'm looking at Detroit 28-24.
The total for this game is 49, so it's high.
And I just lost you for a second. That's right. Don't know why.
I said the total for this game is 49, which is as high, but I'm inclined to take the under here. I think we're going to get like a 23-20 type of game.
49, you said?
49. I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I missed the first part of what you said because for some reason my AirPods pick up my cell phone and just cuts right in. I'm going to take the over here because I think honestly because of Baker Mayfield, I think he's going to play a lot better than he did in their first meeting, and I see it being a really tight game. So I'm going to go with you, Tampa Bay to cover, and I'm going to go the over. So I'm going to go against you there.
Okay. So the first three games, the spreads were 9.5, 9.5, 6.5. The closest spread of the week, Chiefs at Bills. When I sent this into Courtney this morning, it was -3. Since it's moved down to -2.5 Buffalo.
Okay. I was going to guess Buffalo by 3.5. I thought Vegas might think the conditions are going to be tough for Kansas City when they're not at home. But, you know, 3.5 is not that big a deal. 2.5 actually makes sense, given that Kansas City did just play in this. So it's not like it's not like they're not used to it. I just thought maybe Vegas would look at it like, yeah, not only they're going to have to play in conditions, but Patrick Mahomes hasn't won games on the road in the playoffs.
He hasn't played a game on the road in the playoff.
Exactly. So that's why I kind of went to 3.5. I'm like, okay, number one, he hasn't played on the road. Number two, he's going to have to play in these conditions again. And it's not on, you know, it's not with all the conveniences. You know, we don't think about that a lot, but when you're in your own stadium, you know where to go for this, where to go for that. You're just in the comfort of your own place. I mean, if I'm freezing my butt off, I want to be, you know, where I, you know, I want to be at my house or where I know I can go to be comfortable. That said, I worry about how thin Buffalo is on defense in this game, man. I really do. I mean, say what you want about the Chiefs receivers and stuff. Rice has come on, and Patrick Mahomes he's the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't care if he doesn't get the MVP this year. He played a great game against Miami last week.
Absolutely. A couple things. Kansas City actually has a two-day rest advantage here because they played on Saturday night at home.
Sure.
Buffalo played at 4:30 Eastern time on Monday. I do think that makes a little difference, especially in a playoff game. Buffalo on a short week. I'm just going to run through really quickly some of the injuries that Buffalo has on the defensive side of the ball because I think it makes a difference. Rasul Douglas, their number one corner, he's been dealing with a knee injury, didn't practice all last week. I don't think he's going to play this week. Christian Benford, their other corner, he hurt his knee last week against the Steelers, didn't come back. They're all pro nickel cornerback. Teron Johnson, he has a concussion, left that game, did not come back. Taylor Rapp, their third safety, left the week 18 game, didn't come back, probably not going to play. Their linebackers, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, Tyrell Dodson, all out because of injuries. I mean, you're getting
down to AJ Klein off the street, and the dude played how many snaps last week?
They're getting to the point of almost no return on defense where you are really, really thin at some key spots.
Even all that said, it doesn't really change my pick. I know you haven't picked it yet. I'll pick it here first. I like Kansas City to win this game outright. I think they are going to win on the road, and I'm not going to just say because of Patrick Mahomes. Steve Spagnuolo's defense has been the most consistent unit in the league this year. I think Jim Schwartz's defense was the best statistically, if I'm not mistaken, but Spagnuolo's defense has rarely let that team down. I don't think they are here. It'd be interesting to see what Buffalo will get on the ground with Cook, but I'm taking Kansas City to win outright.
I struggle with this one because I agree with all the points you made, and that's why I think probably Kansas City will win, and they probably should win. My gut, though, tells me that Buffalo is going to win this game. I think we're just going to get an awesome Josh Allen game where he runs the ball 12 times, and he's laying his body out on the line because he knows how important this game is. I think Josh Allen is going to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday, and that's going to be the difference in the game.
Well, the other thing that might be the difference in the game for Buffalo's favor, and one reason it does make it hard, is I could see Stephon Diggs just stepping up and having a phenomenal game, making some one-handed catches, making it easier for Josh Allen, coming back to the ball, you know, it just making the kind of plays that Kansas City's receivers are just not there yet. So that you don't, you not only have the quarterback playing that way, but you also have the number one receiver playing out of their mind. And when you have a top flight quarterback and a number one receiver who are both playing out of their mind in a big game, it you know, it makes it a lot easier to win. Again, it's up to whether this really thin Buffalo Bills defense can at least hold the fort. Yes. Because if they let the Chiefs play fast in the first quarter and give those receivers confidence and that offense confidence, I think it's going to be a long day for them.
We should mention that Buffalo did beat the Chiefs this year in Kansas City. Now, there was a controversial call with Kadarius Toney lining up offsides, but this was before Buffalo was playing well. This is when Buffalo was slumping and they still beat them. I think they're going to go into this game, especially with us being in Buffalo, with the most confidence they've ever had playing the Chiefs.
Well, Josh Allen made some unbelievable plays in that game. Yeah. So you are taking Buffalo then to cover this spread, 2.5?
Why not? Yeah, I'm really conflicted on that. That's the one I feel the least confident about, but I'm going to go ahead and pick Buffalo.
Okay, so let's review our picks.
All right, so Ravens, Texans, we both like the Ravens to win. I like the Ravens to cover. You like the Texans to cover. 49ers, Packers, we both like the 49ers to win and cover. Bucks, Lions, I'm taking the Bucks to cover. I don't know who's going to win that game. I know you're picking the Lions to win, the Bucks to cover, correct?
Yep.
And then this Chiefs
and the
Bills.
Over.
Yeah, and the over. Chiefs, Bills, this is really a pick 'em for me. I'll lean Buffalo, but you're taking Kansas City.
Yeah. Final thought from me is I really like your idea of taking the money line on the 49ers. So if somebody went and bet $1,000 this week, what would they win?
Ooh. All right. I'm pulling it up here right now, courtesy of our friends at Bet Online. You bet $1,000 $1,000, you win like $200.
Okay. Well, you go home with $1,200. That's a lot of trips to, in and out. Yeah, there you go, which I just learned was not a tire shop. It's where you get really good hot chocolate. Your final thoughts, sir?
I think we're going to be in for a good divisional round. Last week,
me too,
frankly, kind of sucked. Like, we had one competitive game, and there were several. Well, there was just one that I didn't even watch the fourth quarter because I was kind of disgusted. I think we're going to have, like, three really, really good games. And I couldn't be more excited, despite my team not playing.
I think the Bills-Chiefs is the best game on the docket, and it may be the second best game of the weekend. But if you leave the opponents out, like you don't think about who's playing and just what kind of game, I have a feeling Tampa Bay-Detroit is going to be wildly entertaining. It's just the least sexy of the games, probably. But
you know how much I love good quarterback matchups. It really doesn't get better than Mahomes, Allen. And I really want Buffalo to win because not only am I a lifelong Buffalo Bills fan, but it would be really cool for this to be like an even bigger rivalry because Mahomes has kind of owned Allen in the playoffs. If Allen can do it this time, we could really have Brady Manning part two.
Bills fans will be awfully depressed if they lose again to Kansas City. And if you'd like to further your depression as a Cowboys fan, just head on over to Locked On Cowboys. My brother texted me today. He said it's a tough listen these days. They're depressed over there. Obviously, you can listen to Marcus's work on the Locked On Network, not just on Locked On Cowboys, but on Locked On Dynasty as well. He covers the Raiders for USA Today, Raiders Wire, and he writes for the 33rd team. He is at Marcus_Mosher on Twitter. And we thank the good folks at Brinks and Believe and, of course, Bet Online. And we will talk to you guys later. Enjoy your football weekend, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.